Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The lectionary compilers omitted verses 10 through 17 from our gospel passage for today. It's actually the most important part. And in the omitted portion, the disciples asked Jesus, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" It is a good question. Jesus' parables have the uncanny ability to make his preaching about as clear as mashed potatoes and gravy. I mean, just look at this parable of the sower. Clearly, the farmer in the story failed farm college. Even a suburbanite like me knows that crops are planted in rows. I see it every day driving into work, but not the guy in the parable. He threw that seed all over the place. He threw it in the road where it became bird food. He threw it in the rocks where no root could develop. He threw it in the briars where nothing survives for very long. Of course, you know, even a stopped clock is right twice a day. And so it was for this crazy farmer who lucked out and managed to get some seed in the soil where it was able to grow. But that's where the problems begin. Everybody knows that Jesus wasn't teaching crop planting 101 here. No, as he always does with his parables, he was drawing people into the story. He was forcing people to see themselves for who they are, really. And being on the receiving end of that is always, always a daunting experience. And think not to find help in his explanation either. Sure, he explains the meaning of the different types of soil, but it doesn't help. In the end, Jesus' parables turn us back into ourselves, a forest of horrors, if ever there was one. And so the spiritual introspection begins as we wonder, what type of soil might I be? Well, sometimes my heart is hard as concrete, and the evil one has me in his beak. So I must be that path that Jesus was talking about. But wait. I must be rocky soil, too, because my mouth is locked tighter than a supermax prison when it comes to uttering anything that might bring me trouble or persecution, especially about the Word of God. But wait. Preserving my stuff and acquiring more of it is a full-time job, especially when others are constantly trying to take it. I'm consumed by the rat race called the American Dream, and that must mean I'm thorny soil. Oh, but wait. Sometimes I get it right. I hear and I understand, and some amazing stuff happens, I think. One can't be too certain, you know, because Jesus really doesn't tell us what that produced fruit is exactly. On and on the questions go, and the certainty of God's grace and mercy gets more and more and more elusive. Am I okay? I don't know. I think so. I hope so. You are dust, and to dust you will return, is the promise given on Ash Wednesday. But can dust like us change our pH and become good soil? Surely there must be some program, some course of action, some spiritual path, some retreat, some method, something to ensure that we are miracle grow, premium potting mix, organic in the 50-pound bag, no less, all the time, every time, causing every tree and plant seed that falls our way to grow twice as big as that cheap stuff over at the Walmart. But do you see such a course of action laid out here? And don't think listening to this parable helps either. More questions arise every time it's heard. And so once again, with his parables, Jesus has turned us into navel-gazing theologians, and it gets even more ominous. It's no wonder those choosing our lectionary passage omitted parts. A limp-wristed Jesus speaking sweet nothings to all he encounters is a myth. He's not that. No, with his parables, like the one for this morning, Jesus is actually condemning people. That is, he's not giving the gospel to them, but parables instead. There are people to whom Jesus only gives confusing stories. And with those parables, Jesus will take away even the little certainty they believe to be theirs. And with that, Jesus gives us the answer for why he speaks in parables. He said, "The reason I speak to them in parables is that seeing they do not perceive, and hearing they do not listen, nor do they understand. With them indeed is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, who says, 'You will indeed listen, but never understand, and you will indeed look, but never perceive.'" Why does Jesus speak in parables? The answer is to take away the kingdom of heaven from some people. To them, it has not been given, is what he said. Why? Well, here we put our finger over our lips and we be silent. For to say any more is to say too much. But let it not be so for you. Jesus said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Indeed, you have been given much more than a story about figuring out your soil type. There at the font, your sin was forgiven, your death conquered, the evil one silenced, and the kingdom of heaven given to you. There at the altar rail, with bread and wine, you continue to hear that your sin is forgiven, your death conquered, the evil one silenced, and the kingdom of heaven given to you." Jesus said, "To those who have, more will be given." And that is indeed the case, so listen up. By the authority of Jesus Christ, I say to you that you are forgiven unconditionally, your death conquered, the evil one silenced, and the kingdom of heaven given to you. Let anyone with ears listen. Amen.